The scripture from whence I read is from the first chapter of Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our scripture reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Until the 17th. Luke 13, 10 to the 17th verse. And now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant, because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The word of the Lord. The English-speaking parishioners, I would apologize. I'll do my salutation in Tongan. Tabuke afio ayo tua iho tau hau haonga. Fatabuke ati motol ko tope ko e whana o hau eiki. Fatabuke tau moe penu. Ha matapure. Fatabuke kau tangata eiki. Fatabuke kau fine eiki. Mog motol ko tope o ku mou ihi sayoneni ka atamua ke te au ke whaha malanga ihi potfolo fola na e lau atu. I do bow my head to all of you who are listening. And I want to thank the senior pastor for giving me this opportunity to stand in front of you and preach in English. And I want to thank, let us pray. Lau Maria ifo mai ko mau fareni. Ha ere mo maf maf. A ivi ho Kristo ifo hange ha ha hau. Iho mau atamai. Ngahi angi mua ke kere kere tau. I funga makani in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I was asked when I woke in this morning, how do I feel? And try to be honest, I answered, down. I'm doing fine, but I am nervous. Stage fright? Yes, it comes back. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. The story preceding this today's story is about a fig tree who produced no fruit after 3 years. It was told to cut down, for it is a wasting of space, a wasting of ground. But the keeper of the vineyard asked the Lord for a second chance. I will dig around it and I'll carry water and feed it. And after a year, if it doesn't produce any fruit, then we'll cut it down. Burns Church, how happy I am to tell you that the God that we are worshiping, it is a God of a second chance, after chance, after chance, after chance. Amen, and praise the Lord. But today's story is about Jesus was teaching in a synagogue and maybe a house like this on a Sabbath. And he saw a woman like, I think my daughter read my script. She told what's on my book. But please, spare with me. Let me redo it again. Jesus saw this woman was bent down for 18 years, 6,570 days, like this. You know, people say tales that this is the last time that they see Jesus in a synagogue. And Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And Jesus on his way to the cross as well. You know, by this time, it is very, very clear that the Jewish authority are watching Jesus' every action. And they are waiting for a moment to pounce upon him whenever they got a chance. The woman, bent for 18 years. 18 is a number of bondage. As this story tells, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? What about the 18 people that was crushed when the Tower of Siloam fell? The children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, for 18 years. 18 is a number of bondage. As I read this scripture, I was thinking the world of this bent woman. Her world is just here. If someone calls her by the name, the only way he could look at them is sideways. If the call is from there, she might turn and look. I was thinking of the difficulty that when she puts on her clothes. How hard that will be. I was watching my wife dressed up our grandchildren. One hand in, they ran. After them, get the next hand in, they ran. And I was thinking of this woman, how hard for her to put on her clothes. You know, sometimes we love to talk about people's weaknesses, especially the young children, the one that were here before. When they look at someone and something not pleasant, they mock. And it is not nice to hear people when they mock you. I was thinking about the pain, if there's pain for this 18 years for this woman that is bent down. I was thinking how many painkillers, tons and tons of painkillers that she take every year, every day for 18 long years. But all those things never bothered her not to come to church. She come to church. I was thinking for that 6,570 years, she is here at the chapel, at the sanctuary of God, worshiping our living God. I kept telling the Tongans, we who are healthy and young, on Sundays we just stay home and do whatever we like, watching TV or just wasting our time, knockout. But here this lady bent down, she doesn't stay home, she comes to the house of the Lord where she might find peace and commune with his Holy Father. Or maybe she come to church with a hope that someday she will be released. Jesus called her the daughter of Abraham. In other places in the Bible, it says, the sons of Abraham. We are the daughters, we are the sons of Abraham, we are the people of faith, we are the people of promise. Let's move on to the president of the synagogue. He intervened what Jesus was doing. You know, the system, which is we call the Ten Commandments, which some other, they call it the words. The fourth word, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But on the seventh day, the Lord rested. And thou shalt not do any work. You, thy son, thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, the cattle, or any stranger which is in your cage. Nothing. 6 days, if my number is right, God created heaven and earth. And on the sixth day, he rested and he blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Do nothing. This president of the synagogue remembered that system. It sounds like that he loved his system more than he loved people. And maybe the concern is that their laws should be kept and observed, that a man or a woman, like this case we have here today, should be helped or healed on a Sunday. And he reminded Jesus, 6 days, you come here and do your work. In return, hypocrite. Last week, we heard the definition of hypocrite. But let me give you another one. Hypocrite is a person's actions are not in harmony with his words. Jesus in Christianity and Christianity, the individual comes before the system. And it is true to say that without Christianity, there cannot be such things as democracy. Because Christianity alone guarantees and defends the value of the ordinary individual man. If ever Christian principles are banished from political and economic life, there is nothing left to keep at bay the totalitarian state where the individual is lost in the system and exists not for his own sake, but only for the sake of the system. In the world and in the church, we are constantly in peril of long loving system more than we love God and more than we love men. What is better? To do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? What is better? To give life or to take life? On the third word or the third commandment, thou shalt not make any graven image or likeness, heaven above, earth below, water underneath the earth. Do not bow down to them, do not serve them. Because I visit the iniquity of fathers upon their children unto third and fourth generation of them that hate me. But this is what I'm trying to get at. But God showing mercy unto thousands and thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Mercy, 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 grace, grace, grace is sufficient for us to live. A woman today is set free. You hear the story? I set the woman free. But you set your animals free from the manger, leading and water them, both leading to life. And again, a woman today is set free. People, church, what and who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen? Jesus' action in this matter makes it clear that it is not God's will that any human being should suffer one moment longer than is absolutely necessary. Remember the story while John the Baptist in prison, he said two of his disciples, go and ask Jesus, are you the man that we are waiting for? And if not, who is that we look for? And Jesus told these two disciples of John, go and tell John, what do you see and what do you hear? The lame walk, the blind see, the dumb speak, the dead leave, the crooked straightened. And the sins is forgiven. Jesus came so we may live, so we may have life and have it abundantly. Because he lives as well as we should live. I know we have enough time here. Let me cut it short. I think it is the Beatles. They have a line like this. Life is very, very short. And it is our duty, it is a blessing to us to enjoy and rejoice in Christ. Live every single day to the fullest and do what is right in the sight of God. Rejoice. Yes, the people in the synagogue, they rejoice, they are so joyful, thanks the Lord and glorified our Heavenly Father. And it is our duty as well to rejoice in everything that God do for us. In Revelation 7, 9 to 17, it tells about a multitude of people. No one can count them. Thousand and thousand of people from every nation, from every kindred, from every people, from every tongue, clothed in white robe, standing in the throne of God and before the Lamb. It was asked, who are they? The answer, they are the ones who fought a good fight. Feeble they are, weak they are, but they kept pressing on, following their leader. And there they are. They need no sun. They need no medicine. For they are at the place where the tree of life is. The Lamb of God is their son. And all they do is saying amen, blessing and glorify, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor and power and might. And this is what they say, be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.